This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, being average. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on I'm Being Shredded with me, Sister Zainab. And, you know, this almost like the command I've written as the title, being average, or let's be average. And, you know, some of us, so many of us nowadays, I think when we hear the word average, yeah, we almost, some of us might cringe because we think, no, I don't want to be average. I want to be different. I want to be special. And, you know, this sort of idea of average seeps into many different sorts of perceptions. For example, I think it's quite common for children or teenagers when they're growing up, yeah, they all want to generally, whether boy or girl, they want to be tall. So when they're sort of measuring their height and people say to them, oh yeah, your average height, I think many of us tend to be a bit disappointed. I think I definitely wanted to be much taller than average, and I'm probably just similar to average, and the same for one of my children. So being average, it's developed a connotation to it, sadly, maybe in the non-Muslim environment, but maybe even in some of our sort of Muslim societies as well. And yet, in Islam, being average is wonderful. And there's sort of many different aspects to that. Obviously, one is that we're not showing off with our wealth. Another one is that if we're average, we just blend in. We're like everyone else. We're not trying to draw attention to ourselves. We don't want to stand out. So that means there's less danger. We're not being arrogant, in other words. In a sense, it's also a kind of humility when we are happy being average. So I was going to talk about our martyred Rabba, the martyred Imam Khamenei, in this context, and some things about his family's lifestyle, especially. Welcome back to Eitzet here on I'm Being Shredded with me, Sister Zainab. And so obviously I'm going to illustrate this idea of being average also in another way. So I wanted to talk about the our martyred Rahba's family and his father in particular. So one thing when you read about, for example, our martyred Rahba, and indeed about some of our other martyrs, but our martyred Rahba in particular, you might be quite surprised at the level of poverty that he grew up in, especially in the first years of his life. I think in the first 5 or 6 years, when both their living conditions were very confined and they did not have much spare cash at all, literally. However, and this goes into this idea of being average, so I'll just try and explain to you. So his father, even though they were extremely poor, and it's actually said that they, even considering that this was a sort of clergy family, they were much poorer. They were unusually poor for a family of clergy themselves. So this is already saying something. But despite that, his father always dressed well, always looked very neat, very presentable, wore good quality fabric. So no one knew, and he did not talk about their level of poverty. And you know, this is also this idea that, you know, we want to sort of blend in. We want to somehow be average because we don't want to look immensely wealthy. And at the same time, we don't want to look really poor. We don't want to draw attention to ourselves if we can avoid it. We don't want people to think that they need to give us and we're in dire need of help. And some of this is also, of course, our dignity. And maybe you yourselves have been in that situation. Maybe your friends or family members have been in that situation where, you know, they're not well off, but they make a point of looking so just like the average members of society. Because, of course, nowadays there are many people who are sort of, you know, many of us are comfortably off in different societies. So we do have some quite sturdy middle classes in many countries. So again, it's this idea of somehow blending in. So I think this is something we can take on board, inshallah. And that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AIDS Ed here on Arm Beings Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.